All right, I've started recording, so good morning. We're Sanhedrin, Daf Kaf Hey, Daf 25. We're starting at the bottom of Kaf Dalam Abed. Before we start the shiur, I'd like to just make two announcements, because a regular member of ours, Mervyn Isaacson, is his 60th birthday today. So he'll probably be listening to this shiur in Portugal, so happy birthday. And David Barnett as well, his father today is turning 80, Cyril. Gvurot, so happy birthday to both of them. And on that positive note, let's carry on. We left off yesterday. Okay, so we were discussing the machloket here between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshet, whether the reason that the mesachek bekubia, right, which at the moment we're calling a person who plays a dice, so in our terminology we can call it a gambler, right, whether the reason that he's asu from Eid because it's an asmachta, and an asmachta is a deal that you do without any real intention of it ever happening. And therefore we say that there's no gemir da'at, therefore it's geneva if you take the money. Or Rav Sheshet, who says, no, the reason is that is asur from Eidut is because of Yeshuvo Shel Olam. Now, that's where we ended off yesterday. So the Gemara says like this. My benayu, ki benayu, the gemar umanuto achriti. The difference between the two of them would be if he has another trade. Right? Right, if because Yeshuvo min olam. So according to Rav Sheshet, who says that Yeshuvo min olam, yeah, the guy's me Yeshuvo min olam, and therefore he's building up the world, and therefore Rav Sheshet would say that he's no longer a pasul. With regards to Rami Bar Chama, I think it would make a difference very much. Asmachta is asmachta, etc. But we'll see in a second. So what's the proof to go up to yesterday? The proof to Rav Sheshet Shita, because the Amar Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah says, Ematai, when is a person pasul meidut? Bizman she'enem umanut. Elohu, when he's only got this to do. In other words, got nothing else. Right? Elohu, aval yesh lahen umanut shelohu. Right? If he's got another trade, which is not this trade, right? Ksheirim. Then it's kosher aid. Just one moment, please. So you can see over here that Rabbi Yehuda himself in the Mishnah specifies that you pasul because you've got nothing else to do. And this is a criteria of Rav Sheshet. So the Gemara says, Al metayme de manitim mishum yishvo shalom. Therefore we see in our Mishnah, embedded in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda himself says, why are you asur? Because you don't yishuv the world, and therefore if you've got another trade and you can do something else as well, then you'd be kosher. So the Gemara says, that's kosher Rabbi Bar Chama. So now what you're telling me now is, if Rabbi Yehuda is in explaining our Mishnah and it's embedded in our Mishnah, that's the source of the Mishnah, then it's kasher Rabbi Bar Chama, Rabbi Chama Chesed, because it's an asmachta. Now yesterday I said I wanted to get into the issue of the asmachta over here, of what does mean asmachta, not the asmachta is. But now that I read it now, I think it's pretty straightforward, so I don't know. Anyhow, if anybody, is it clear to everybody the difference between asmachta and Yeshuvo Shel Olam? Okay, let's go. So Gemara says Kashya. So now, one of the answers we can give on Kashya is we can say that Rabbi Yehuda is actually arguing with the Tanakam in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakam are different, and Rabbi Bar Chama is going like Tanakam, and then there's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's approach at the moment. V'chi taima pligi rabbanan led Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe you want to tell me no. There's no Kashya to Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Yehuda is cholek on the Tanakam. And therefore, I haven't got a kasha any longer. We can say Rabbi Yehuda is like Rami Bar Chama, and Rav Sheshet is like Tanakama, and therefore, I think the Gemara says, can't be. Why? Can't say that's the answer. I'm Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, because Yehoshua ben Levi tells us. Right? This is quite an interesting Gemara, this, as far as Klalei Halacha are concerned. Kol makom she'am Rabbi Yehuda, whenever Rabbi Yehuda, in any Mishnah, right, says the following words, says, O Eimatai, O Uvame, right? Look at Rashi quickly in the first Rashi on Daf Kaf Hey. Ematai kegon b'matnitin tahacha. Like in our Mishnah. Or b'metvamorim. In our Mishnah, for example, he says, Ematai, when is it so when he hasn't got any other profession? Right? Eino ela lefaresh divrei chachamim. So according to that over there, right? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi tells us, don't machloket. So we can't use that as the answer. That's a machloket. Rabbi Shimon Levi tells us that when he says Ematai, he's coming to explain. And the Gemara recognizes quickly, and Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Ematai lefarish lachlok. And even though there's a machloket between Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan on Rabbi Yehuda, they both agree that Ematai is to explain. Rabbi Yochanan happens to think that Ubameh is to argue. Doesn't accept Rabbi Shimon Levi's Ematai Uvameh if he says in both those words. But when he says Ematai, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that it is coming to explain. So we can't say that Rabbi Bar Chama is going like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Sheshet like Chachamim, because it's not machloket. Clear? Is that clear?
Yeah.
He says, Ulekula Alma, Ematai Lefareshu. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shubin Levi both agree that Ematai is Lefaresh. So now we've got a problem. So Gemara says, no, big deal, what's the problem? Gabra Karami. So what's the problem here? So there's this machloket now. Now we've got a machloket. What's a machloket? Now the machloket is no longer what we thought. But now we just say that Rabbi Bar Chama, he says that Ematai is not Lefaresh. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says Ematai is Lefaresh, Rabbi Yochanan. So he's arguing those with Rabbi Yochanan. Mar Sava Plige or Mar Sava Lo Plige. Look at Rashi there. Gavra Gav Sekana Rashi there. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Arami Bar Chama Rami. Bar Chama Sava Ematai. Rabbi Yehuda Lachlokba. So that's the Machlok. Gavra Gavra. Each one put them against each other and then we solve the problem. So Gemara Slakas Velo Plige. Right? Mar Sava Pligi, Umar Sava Lo Pligi. And then we'll have Rabbi Shur ben Levi will tell us that there's no machloket. And Rabbi Bar Chama will tell us there is a machloket. So now the Gemara's got a problem. Because now we just said a second ago that one of the, according to Rabbi Shur ben Levi, there won't be a machloket. And we just explained now that there isn't a machloket because Ematai comes to explain, not to lachlok. So Gemara says, Velo Pligi. You tell me there's no machloket. We've got a problem now, no longer with Rabbi Bar Chama. Now we've got a problem with Rabbi Shur ben Levi explaining that Ematai means the machloket. How can we say there's no machloket? We've got a brayta that says, Bein sheyesh lo umanut shelohu, if he hasn't got any other trade, or Bein she'ein lo umanut elohu, or this is only umanut that he has, harei ze pasu. We've got a brayta, the first brayta that says that it makes no difference if he's got another trade or he has got a trade. And Rabbi Yehuda said that when is he pasul? When he hasn't got another trade, meaning that when he has got another trade, he wouldn't be pasul. Just seeing a bright over here, that there's an opinion that it makes no difference, which is beautifully set up to be the machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama. We could explain, Tanakama says that it makes no difference if he hasn't got another trade, he's pasul. Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi says no. Only if he has Rabbi Yehuda says no. Only if he hasn't got another trade, he's pasul. Perfect machloket, right? So Gemara says no. That brighter we just brought over here now, the Svahat Tanya, this brighter here, which is the Tosefti Eruvin, right, is not our Tadakama, and therefore there's no machloket. Hahi, that brighter is Rabbi Yehuda himself who says it Mishum Rabbi Tarfonhi. That's not Tanakama. That's not Chachamim. That's a Dat Yachid. Of Rabbi Tarfon, right? And what's the proof? That Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, we've got a bright to it. Rabbi Yehuda says, actually, the name Rabbi Tarfon, Lolam ein echad me nazir, lefish lo natna nazirut el hafla. He brings an example over here from another sugya, right? Which is a concept of a nazir. A nazir, we all know what a nazir is. Now, a nazir has to make a hatzara, how do you say that? A declaration, right? That he is going to be a nazir. And if he just says Stam Nazirut for 30 days, but if he can say I'm going to be for 60 days, if he has to say I'm going to be a Nazir. Look at the Rashi here quickly. He brings here what this Machloket here is in this other Gemara, which is brighter Rabbi Tarfon. Remember, we try to prove there that Rabbi Tarfon, let's just go back a second in our Mishnah. We had a Machloket between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshet, where the sugya in our Mishnah was about Asmachta or Yishuvo Shel Olam. Remember? Now, we at the moment are holding that it is Yeshuvo Shel Olam, because we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda said, when are you Pasul Eidub when you've got nothing else to teach, no other profession? If you have got a profession, you're okay, because there's Yeshuvo Shel Olam. Okay? And we see here about Rabbi Yochanan agrees as well that Ematai comes to explain. And therefore, from that point, we're happy that there's no Machloket. Argument about difficulties, how can it be saying no Machloket because it's other brighter? So Gemara brought the other bride and said, look, this is Rabbi Tarfon. Now, how's the proof that it's Rabbi Tarfon, which means that that it's not a machloket, and it's two different things Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about altogether? We're going to prove that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting Rabbi Tarfon, that Rabbi Tarfon is using the basis for that discussion over there in a second on the zirut of asmachta. Remember, what's asmachta? Asmachta is when there's no certainty that the outcome will be the outcome that you're saying it will be, and you're gambling. And you're gambling on an outcome. Look at Rashi very quickly. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shumi, Rabbi Tarfon. The Olam Matal of Farishu, the Rabbi Landa Batiti, no pligi. There's no argument. Umanita the Kani Bad Sheshlo, Vahule, that bright which we brought, if you, have, you haven't got a profession, the Mash Matal Meshum Asmachta. That's Asmachta. Rabbi Yehuda, Gufay Amre, Mishmei, Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Yehuda, he never Tarfon. Upanigad Rabbi Landa Batiti, because our Rabbi and our Batiti are again according to Rav Sheshet, which is telling us Yeshuvo Shlolam. Right, the Taimaihu Mishum Yishuv. That's our Svara in our Gemara. Matnitin Rabbi Yehuda Miltayu de Rabbanan Kemafaresh. At the moment we're saying it's all beautiful, he explains it. So how can we prove what's the proof? Echad Nazir. Shnaim Yoshvim Echad Oved. Two guys sitting together and a guy walks past him. Zeomer Ploni Oved Naziru. The one says, ah, he's a Nazir. Zeomer Nazir. And they, Amar Echad, they'd not take a bet. Is he or isn't he a Nazir? Hareini Nazir im Kemoto Hushu Nazir. The one guy says, you know what, if he's a Nazir, I'll become a Nazir. The Chaver Omer, his friend says, are any Nazir in Kemoto who is a Nazir? The other guy says, no. If he isn't a Nazir, I'll become a Nazir. Right? Ushneihem itkavnim lenazirut. And both of them intend Nazirut. Venimtza kechad. Obviously, he's going to be like one of them, right? Because the one says he is, the one says he isn't. He has to be like one of them. Right? Amar itarfon, ein echad mehem Nazir. None of them are Nazir. Why? Sh'al ha-safek amar dvarav tchila. Ve'ein zu afla'ah dechi yaf li'ish. When people make a decision on something which is not dependent on them, therefore there's no safek. So we're seeing over here, right, that Chachamim was speaking about Yeshuvo Shlolam, Rabbi Tarfon speaking about Asmachta. Now I would accept that it's a bit strange because Rabbi Tarfon might there be speaking about Asmachta and he had not been speaking about Asmachta. But nonetheless, the Gemara seems to be learning that Rabbi Tarfon bases his fire on Asmachta, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda explained Rabbi Tarfon was on Asmachta, not Yeshuvo Shlolam, and that's why he was explaining their different opinion. And in our Mishnah, he actually explains there's no machloket. Is that clear? I went through it quickly, but is it clear? I think it's clear? Yeah? Okay. Now we carry on. The next halach in the Mishnah was Mavet Beribit, right? Lending the interest. Amar Rava, Lava Beribit Pasul Eidut. So Rava says a person who took the now I always get confused. The borrower, right? Lava is a borrower, correct? The guy who took the money, right? He's Pasul Mi Eidut. So what do you mean the Lava, the Love is Pasul? Va'anantana and Malve Beribit. The Mishnah says Malve, not the Love Beribit. Right, so how do you come up now and tell me that the Love is Pasul Eidut? The Malve is Pasul Eidut. He says, no. Read the Mishnah, Milva Haba'a Beribit. Read as the loan that is given from Ribit. In other words, anybody who's involved. Look at Rashi there. Milva Haba'a Beribit Usham Umashma Atravaihu. And therefore, we can see now he's speaking about both of them. So we basically we widen the scope of the Mishnah in one word, right? Because we understood yesterday that it's a Malve. Now suddenly it's both the Malve and the Love both Pasul Eidut. And the Gemara is a story. Barbinitus. Asidu by Trey Sahade. There were two witnesses gave Eidut to this guy Barbinitus. Charamar Kami Didi Ozi Peribita. One said in front of me that he lent money with Ribit. The Chad Amar, and one says, Ledidi Ozfei Peribita. Me he gave Ribit. Now just stop for a second and think. If he gave him Ribit, it means he took a loan with Ribit, right? If he took a loan with Ribit, we just learned a second ago, according to Rava, that a Love is Pasul Eidut. And yet this guy's giving Eidut. That's the Gemara's question. Pasle Rava Lebar Binitus. As a result of these two Eidim, Rava was Pasul Eidim. He said, you're a Pasul Eid. The Gemara says, Ah, Rava Huda Amar, Lava Ribit Pasul Eidut, Vahavale Rasha. And the guy who takes money, who the borrower, he's Pasul Eidut, he's a Rasha. V'Torah Amra Al Tashet Rasha. Pasul Not Tashet Rashav. Al Tashet Yadcha Im Rasha Ed Chamas. You can't be a, if you're a Rasha, you can't be an aid. And Rav is the one telling us himself that a Love is Pasul Eidut. And now this guy, the Love, is acting as an aid. So remember that now comes the nasty Gemara we learned a few weeks ago. Rav Letaimei. Rav is Letaimei, right? And what's the time of Rav? We learned this on Daftet. Rav, how many days ago is that? Daftet is 9 and 25, 15, 16 days ago. 2 weeks ago, to Amar Rava, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. Remember this? Adam Karov, a person is close to himself, and a pasul, a guy is a Karov is pasul, a relative is pasul, and you're a relative to yourself. Ein Adam Meisi Matzmo Rasha. Now we saw that Gemara there when we learned in Daf Tet, we learned that a person can on the one hand pasul somebody else, but still not pasul himself. Remember that? That was the big chiddush, right? Exactly what's happening over here. His Rav is relying on his aid to pass on the other government, saying, no, he can't be Mason, that's for Russia. Then we don't believe him that he took the ribbit. Even though it's a real chidush over here, because he's saying he gave me money, and that's his whole eidut, right? And yet we're saying no, you wouldn't have taken money as an aid because the aid and basically that's for Russia. But yet he still relied on his aid to pass the other guy. It's if you think about it, it's wild. Okay. The time that I remember, I don't go to Russia. Another story. Ahu tabacha. Dishtakach denafke trei fatim mitut yade. So there was this tabacha. Obviously, I think, do I say this as a sheikhet or a chef or a cook, Michael?
Slaughterer,
sheikhet, right. So that tabacha is normally right. That's what I understood as well. Okay, ahu tabacha, right? A sheikhet. Dishtakach denafke trei fatim. They're basically, he never shechted properly. If it was trei fatim, he never told anybody. Why? The assumption of the Gemara over here is that when it comes to Eidut, you need a person who's upright and honest. Person who's chasing after money and he's got trade food and sells it as kosher, that's a person who's a chamdan. He's tavat betza. He just wants money, right? And therefore we can't trust him. So that's the question. Pastor Rav Nachman va'avrei. Rav Nachman passed him from Eidut and removed him from his position, or I don't know, off maybe off the bench. I don't know what the avrei was. Where did he remove him from? Anybody in your Gemara explain in English, where did he remove him from? He says, Avrei. He removed him from what? Being an aide? Being a sheikhet? From his job. Right, okay, right. From his job, okay. So, Azal, Rabbi Mazeh Betofrei. Look at Rashi there. Azal, look what he says. What did he do? He did tshuva. So now, Rashi says, Rabbi Mazeh Utofrei. He gdil sa'aro v'tziponav. He grew his hair and his nails. L'navelat smo, to make himself look ugly. La'asot tshuva. Basically, he became like a bit of a hermit. And thought of doing it to do tshuva. So Rav Nachman le'ichshure. So Rav Nachman, you know what? Maybe we can make this guy bring him back again. He's done tshuva. So Rabbi says, wait a second. Deal me iarume kemari. Maybe he's only putting up a ruse. He's not really doing tshuva. He's trying to convince us he's doing tshuva. Elamai takante. What's his real tshuva? What must he do here? Just growing your long nails, having long hair is not good enough. He says, k'ravini baravin. Ravini baravin. What must he do? Hachashud ala treifus. If you chashud on treifus. Ein lo takana, you only time you can get from actually elech the makom shel makrinoto. God says they don't know you. Now, why is it important here where they don't know you? Because look at Rashi here, shein makrinoto, the tshuva dahatam lav irumehu. If they don't know you, then you can't be putting on a show for anybody. But people know you and they see, he's suddenly acting in all ways. Maybe he's just trying to fool us or persuade, convince us he's really doing tshuva. But in an outer town, no one knows him. It doesn't matter how he acts. They don't know whether the guy's a meshugana or what he did. They could know history. His acting doesn't affect them, right? V'yachzir aveda bedavar chashuv. Look at Rashi. Im yimtza avedat chavero. If he finds something which is important, he says chashuv, meaning expensive. They came with the machzir aveda who vada hadar bei mechemdat mamon. The fact that he's giving it back and no one knows him is proof that he no longer wants to just take things. He's happy to give back with the money, not so long, right? Or she yotzei trei for mitachad yado bedavar chashuv mishelo. Or if he finds that an animal that he had bought, for example, a very expensive animal that now becomes treif, he throws it away. He doesn't try and sell it. This is proof to us that this guy is no longer a person who just wants money. Okay, so that's the answer. That's the Gemara there on Malvi Beribit. Now, next halacha in the Mishnah was Umafricha Yonim. Okay, that was the case of the bird runners, which is also a form of gambling. So the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is Umafricha Yonim? What does it mean, Umafricha Yonim? What's the problem here with this? What is it? So Gemara says, Hachat Tirguma, here in Babel, they'll explain, what is it? So Taktime Yonach Leon. So basically, whose dove will come first, right? Which we call it racing. If you look at Ikutei Rashi, those of you that got it, it's over the page, it's on Amud Bet. Hold on, I can't find that myself. 1 second. Sorry, not Ikutei Rashi. I marked here Rabbeinu Chananel. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel. It's over the page. Dafkafe Amud Bet. Can you see the Rabbeinu Chananel? The layout here is all a little bit different today. Rabbeinu Chananel, Umafricha Yonim, can you see it? Right over the page, just before the wide lines of the Rashi, the bottom there. So mafricha yonim. Hachat yigimu itkat kam yonat neyone perush. Matnin beinayhem. They basically make a bet between them. Ko mi she takdim yonati le yonat chavero, yito mi chavero kach vekach. If ma'ab were by racing pigeons. U mafrichin otan shnehem bevat achat. That was the first explanation. Then look lower down in Rabbi Chana. We'll see the Gemara is going to bring a second opinion what it means. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Hoshana Amar Ara. Can you see that there? Found it? You got it? Yeah, so the Kaf Hayam would bet. If you look now, Mamash, in line with the very first, very wide lines of Rashi. Mark, I think in your Gemara it's a little different. Hey, Steve, in your different. Have you got it there? Can you see it there? Rami Chama bar Yeshua Amar Ara, Peirush Ara, Koshrin Chut Aroch Be'of, they attach a string to a bird, Umafrichin Oto Begag, and they put him on the roof, Umetzafzafinu Mitkapzin Svivotav Ofot Shel Bnei Adam. Basically, they train birds to attract other people's birds to them. Min Shavachim Acherim, the Kaven Shem Mitkapzin, and when they come towards you, they gather up, Poshet Reshet V'notlan V'zehu Shibsh, okay? And basically, you steal other birds. So we're going to go back to our Gemara. So ma b'africha yonim hachet tirgume itakdim ayorach. One says racing. Rabbi Chama bar Yehoshua says ara. Ara means basically stealing other people's birds. That's what he's talking about. So the Gemara says ma andamar itakdim ayorach le yonim ma'atam ulam ara. Why does the one guy say like? Why don't they both say ara? So amar lecha because right in Babel where they said yeah hachet tirgume racing. Says Amar lecha ara, what's ara? Ara, this idea of stealing birds, why is it really asur? It's not asur midoraita. It's only asur mipnei darche shola ba'alma. Because really, what's happening over here? Look at Rashi, the very Rashi at the bottom. Mipnei darche shalom. The time you got a brighter in Chulin. Yonei shovach v'yonei aliyah yesh b'hem gezel mipnei darche shalom. Ani kol darche shalom. V'lo gezel gamur. It's not gezel gamur min haTorah. Why? D'lo zacha b'in bala shovach. Because in actual fact, you never really own these birds, the original owners. Because anyhow, what are the birds? The birds just came to the Yoshovach and they grew. So they weren't really yours. I'm taking yours. They're not really yours. So why do we make them asu chachamim metakein? Because of darche shalom. It's not nice. You go around stealing guys' birds, even though they aren't really theirs that they bought. So that's why the Amora, who says the reason he's racing, he says that's the Isur. The other type of stealing is not really stealing. Sorry? What did you say, David?
Nothing.
Ah. So now we understand why he doesn't say ara. But manda amar itak dime yonach lomata lomar aka amar aminaydak shoka. Umanda amar ara my time lo amar itak dime yonach. So why isn't this guy then agree with the other one? Amalach hainu mesachik bekubia. Because he says the Mishnah can repeat itself. Mishnah talked to us mesachik bekubia. That's one type of gambling. Your explanation of Mafricha Yona is another type of gambling. So why do you have to learn two types of gambling? So he says, it must be coming for a chidush. And the chidush is something else. So he says, okay, so now the other Amora, who does explain it as racing, how does he live with the idea that the Mishnah's got repeating itself twice about gambling, about Pesach Bekubia? Vidach, what's his story? Says, Tana. Remember, we saw the Sfarah before with the Abba and Avuch. And with the guy who makes a shvua barosh chayecha, right? The same answer. Tana, the Tana of the Mishnah first tole bedat atzmo, and then v'tana tole bedat yono. He wanted to teach us two types of gambling here. The one type of gambling is when you're relying on yourself, right? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi there in the Amud. Tana tole b'atzmo, tahavi asmachta. Right? Because that was Mesach HaBekubia. What's Mesach HaBekubia? Mesach HaBekubia is an asmachta. You say, you know what? I might roll the dice better than you. And if I'm relying on my abilities. But here, I'm relying on my dove's abilities. So there are two different aspects over here. The one is when I rely on my own abilities to gamble, I take a chance with me, or I take a chance with an outside party. And they're going to explain why. But we need them both. Why? If we just learned, according to this Amora, right? If we just learned Tole Bedat Atzmo, which is Mesach HaBekubia, right? Hatam, who the Lord Gamar Umakdi? There we'd say that here there's a machloket. Why? Because there, in a case like that, when he's relying on himself, he'd say, you know what? There's no Gmirut Dat, because there's no chance I'm going to lose. And therefore, when he loses and he ends up having to pay the other guy the money, it's gezel. Or he said, there's no chance I'm, you know, understand. Then we can understand that there was no proper gemurah da'at. Aval, look, Amar Mikni. The Amar, because what did he say? Kimli benafshai. Right? The Yadan Tzvei. I'm brilliant. Kimli benaf, look at Rashi there. Kimli benafshai. Velo ata sveike beyadu. He never had a doubt. There was no hava mina. Right? That he would lose. But bottom line, he's vetautu. It was he ran a mistake. V'chiatni, when he made this bet, adate dehu nitzayachatni. It was conditional that he was going to win. He wasn't going to lose. V'lo gamar v'akni. He never made proper gemurah da'at ya. Aval tole v'da'at yono, says Rashi. But when he's making a distinction here on his birds, sveikehu b'yado, he knows that my birds might not be faster than other guys' birds. Initzayach, right? And maybe in Utsach, I might lose. Va'afilu hachi, in spite of the fact that he knew there was a chance he might lose, atni misveika. He was prepared to take the chance. Hilchach gamar umakni. That's a proper gemurah da'at. So we see when he was going to be involved, he thought there's no ways I could lose. So if he lost, and the other guy took his money, it's gneiva. But on the birds, he was a proper gambler. He was taking a chance. And therefore, that's how he would have explained it. We just learned the one from the other. And now the other way around, Vitana tole bedat yono, and if we had only learned the second example about relying on the yono, the amar, what would we have said? Benakasha talia milta. What's nakasha? Look at Rashi nakasha. Rakasha talia milta. He says sheishlo dapich. He's got these wooden planks, and menakshin zelazu. He smacks them together. Va'yona shomat kolan, and the doves recognize umakerit shibalem mizarzom b'hayit of. The doves recognize the sound, and they quickly fly back to him. That's how he attracts them. Right? So what would he say? But Akash le milta. V'ane yadan in the I'm a better wood beater. Okay? I know how to smack planks together better than my other guy. And therefore, he's completely sure he's going to win. I'll tell him about Atzmo. But if he's going to maybe have to run himself, right? Over there, right? Aimelo. There, he wouldn't be so certain. Right, and therefore there would have been gemurah da'at. You know what? Maybe this guy's cleverer than me. Maybe he's better than me. Maybe he's better than me. Now I'm going to play. But on the doves, I'm certain I'm the best. So the same idea the other way around. Right? In the one place he puts all his trust in himself, and therefore there's no gemurah da'at, no chance he could lose. On the other way we'd learn is he puts all his trust in the doves, and there might be a chance he can lose, and then there'd be gemurah da'at. So that's why the gemurah says v'tzricha. We need them both. So now. The Gemara now brings a brighter here, right? It's a little bit confusing this because we're going to bring a brighter, but if you look down, you see it says Meitivei, right? Just count down in the lines from Meitivei. One, Bepisfasim, two, Afilu, three, Chazartan, Bahen, four, Malve, five, Amatai, six, Vyachsuru, seven, and only Umafrichayonim. Can you see Umafrichayonim there? Eight lines down? That's the question that the Gemara bringing this whole brighter for. Okay, so let's just read the brighter. We'll see it in that way. The question, so the Gemara asks a question on Mafricha Yonim. Okay? So, a Mesachek Bekubia, Eilu and a Mesachek Bepisfasim. The brighter says, who's a Mesachek Bekubia? Guys who played Pisfasim. Rashi says, Pisfasim or Shiva 18 pieces of wood. Lo Pisfasim, Bilvadamru, El Afilu Klifa Egozim. Even they play with nut, what do you call them? Shells. The Klipa Rimonim or fruit covers. When they do proper tshuva, when they break all these tools of the trade and they throw them away, that's proper tshuva. And they do proper tshuva. Even if they won't play these games for free, that's what the guy does tshuva. Now, malve beribit, who's a guy with malve beribit? Both malve and both love, like Ravi in our Gemara. When is the guy that proper tshuva become an aid again? And they tear up all the agreements, they've got the ribbit inside them. Even if you want to lend money with ribbit to a goy. Now comes our question. Right? Eilu shememarin et hayonim. This is a kasha now. We sit in our Mishnah. We explain what's a mafricha yona. Is either a bird raiser or a guy who steals birds. Remember? Here, the Gemara says, look at the different opinion altogether. What's Shememarin etayonim? Look at Rashi. Shememarin etayonim. Where's the Rashi? There. Can you see it in Lam Lagotabach? Right? Shememarin etayonim. Margizimotan zeal ze, dilachem. basically fighting, bird fighting. You pitch them up one against the other, you aggravate them, and they bite, like cockfighting, eh? That's the term, right? Cockfighting, right? V'lo yonim bilvad amru. And not only yonim, africhim, not only yonim. El afilu behema chaya v'of. Even if you have animal fighting or wild animal fighting or off, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the love milted shche, even they aren't something which is commonly found. But nonetheless, that, all of that, is mafriche yonim. V'aymatai chazer. And when you do tshuva, mishish beruet pigmehen. Look at Rashi pigmehen. Elu dapin shemazazi. Also, obviously, they had these wooden planks as well that they'd smack and encourage the animals to be aggravated. V'yachzhu behen di chazer gmura. Right? And what's chazer gmura? Ta'afilu bamidbar nami lo avda. You wouldn't even in the desert where no one can see you go and look at that Rashi there, bamidbar, important Rashi. Afilu bamidbar. Te'lo shchicha yonim de yishuv. Right? So that he says, afilu bamidbar, te'lo shchicha yonim de yishuv, where there aren't birds as familiar, as regular as they are in the towns. But now Rashi explains what we're speaking about. Bahai perusha. Lelishne da ara nakitle. He says this whole explanation, this whole kashya here, is not on the kashya of bird racing. It's on the kashya of Rav Oshia, who says there that Rav Chama bar Hoshia, who said ara, this is the kashya on him, who says there that it's catching birds, right? Why? Velo mi gufa de brighti. And also he says it's not from the gufa of the brighter. And we can explain this brighter here as well, according to that our Mishnah, or that expression which we said, bird racing. Why? He says, because chazer gemura, sorry. And why can we explain it there as well? Because all we're doing here already is competing birds. We say mafricha yona is competing one animal against the other. So here we're setting them up to fight. There we're setting them up to race. But it works as well. That's why Rashi says not a kashya on the first explanation of the Tirgum Hacha. It's a kashya on the second explanation, because that you definitely can't fit in. Catching birds can never be accused. A guy catching birds can't be accused of racing birds or fighting birds one against the other. But racing birds can fit into the same category as which bird is stronger or better than the other. Okay. Socharesh, back in the Gemara. Socharesh Shvit, the bright... Sorry? I keep on hearing somebody talking. It's like my echo. Socharei Shvit, right? The brighter carries on. And what is Socharei Shvit? Repeating all the... It's basically like a brighter explaining our Mishnah. So what's Socharei Shvit? Guys who trade in Shmita produce. Eilu shenos inim not in beperot Shvit. Guys who trade in produce. When do they do tshuva? Mishtagir Shvit achirit v'yibadlu. When the next Shemitah comes along and they completely separate themselves. Right? Look at this Rashi. And they basically mafki their fields to the anim. Right? And he says with regard to Shvit, it's not just in words. Right? They've got to basically do chazara on the money as well. Right? They've got to make it clear, right? So look at Rashi there. Amru lo chazrat varim lomar lo nosif od ele chazarah hanikeret sheyefazru perot shvit shebeginotahen ani. They've got to actually go and distribute the fruits. Ele chazrat omer ani peloni bar peloni kinasti matayim zuz beperot shvit v'hein netunin b'matana l'anim. So you say, listen, last year I made 200 zuz. I'm handing it out. I'm giving it away to tzedakah. I'm getting rid of all the money. Okay. So now the Gemara is like this. In our brighter, he says, "Tani miat behema." Right? So he says, "We learned here in this brighter over here, mafricha yonim is right. Elu afilu behema chaya v'of." Remember that a few lines up. The Gemara says, "What's going on here? Bishlom, now how does this fit in?" Okay, I already explained this away. Okay, that's why you saw I stumbled for a second. I'm looking for that Rashi. I jumped the gun. The Gemara discussed it right now. The Gemara says, "We learned in our brighter that behema." And we want to say that our brighter is only a kashya on Rav Chama bar Hoshia, not on the first ma'amar. But we never spoke about behemoths. So Gemara says no. Bishlo l'ma'an da'amar itak di me'yonach l'yona. We understand we can, it's all fitting beautifully if we want to say that this braita fits up with the racing of pigeons. Hainu de mishkachet la behema. There we see animals also race one another. El laman damar ara. But the person who explained it as ara is catching. Behema bat hachihi. Could we possibly fit in this braita here with those guys who say that you send out animals to catch other animals, like we explained the birds? Could look at Rashi there. Bat hachihi shetavi behema tabar lebeita. You're going to bring wild animals home. They'll chase him. You've got to catch them. They're going to be chased around. You can't just bring them home. Well, he says, no, Ian, yes, there is. There's such an animal. What is it? Beshor Habar. Right? What's Shor Habar? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shor Habar, Dome Lechaya, Ve'ime Gadlo Beveito, Polech Nemit Barot, Umatea Chayot Vachrav. If you, even that's like a wild animal, but if you grow it up in your house and domesticate it, so it does go into the desert. And entices all other animals to come into your house. Now, how do they explain in English Shor HaBar, by the way? What is Shor HaBar? Like a wild ox. Okay. And this is according to the opinion, says the Gemara, command of Shor HaBar min behemah. We see that there is an opinion that this wild ox is like a behemah, because it's not an animal. Chaya is a wild animal. It's like a behemah, like a domesticated animal. Ditnam, we've got a Mishnah that says Shor HaBar min behemah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, min chaya, machok etanayim, you see? Tanakama says it's like an animal, and like a domestic animal. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's like a chaya. So according to Rabbi Tanakama, who says it's like a wild animal, and like a behemah, even though it's a wild animal, you can grab it like a behemah, and it will go and bring in other wild animals. Okay, so now we learned in our Mishnah the list of people that were passed through from Eidot. The Gemara says like this, Tanabik, we learned in a brighter, Hosifu Aleihin, that the Chachamim were mosif on those examples in our Mishnah, which are the Mafrich Hayona, all the examples we just said over here, right? Masachah Bekubia, Mafrich Bayona, Osek Beribit, right? What was the word we used there? Etc. That those guys, we added a list of those as well, right? And who are those lists of words? Who are those people we added? Hagazlanin Vahachamsanin. Right now, a gazlan, we know what a gazlan is. A gazlan is a person who steals in daylight, right? He comes to you with a gun and he says, give it to me, and he steals it. V'hachamsanin, and a chamsan, right? When we learn chamas, look at Rashi, a chamsan. Rashi, look at the Rashi, where's the Rashi? I can't find it myself. Chamas. Right, look at Rashi there, chamsan. Yayiv demei, el shein ratzon abalin mimko. Remember that? The guy said, listen, I'm taking your car. How much is it worth? 100,000 shekels? He has the money and he gets the car and drives off. But I never wanted to sell my car. But he's not a ganef. He's not a gazlan. Because he pays you for it. But he takes it against your will, but he gives you the fair price. That's a chamsan. Right? That's chamas. So those two people were added as well, being passed from Aden. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Gazlan doraita. Who? You can't tell me that they were added. That's a gazlan doraita. Right? In gazlan doraita, because we quoted the pasuk previously, remember? Al tashet yachayim rasha liot eid chamas. Lo tisa shayim rashav. Al tashet yachayim rasha. A gazlan is a rasha. So what are you telling me that's an ad? It's like, no, Lord Shikha, we need this. We need this brighter here. Right? What are we speaking about? For people who don't return Metzias, if there's an Aveda of a Cheresh, Shot, or a Katan, right? All of these three people, if they lose an article, it's very interesting this. Midoraita is not theirs. Why is it not theirs? Because a Cheresh, Shot, or a Katan haven't got doubt, they can't do Masa Kinyan. See, if they can't make a Kenyan, they can never really own anything. So if they lose something, it's not really theirs. So midoraita, you don't have to give it back to them because it's not theirs. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Right? Gazlan derait katami. Karas savur, originally, what a chachamim think. Metziat chereshot vekatan v'lo shchicha. Right? It's not something which is a common thing. We don't really deal with it on a regular basis. That's the first answer the Gemara gives. Or in name we play Darkei Shalom Ba'alma. That's what I was talking about. Right? The second answer the Gemara gives, because normally called Darkei Shalom Ba'alma. Because really, the only chiyuv that you've got to give back the Metziah, the Cheshav HaKatan, is Darkei Shalom. And that's not a Doraita. So if the guy's over on Darkei Shalom, we're not going to make him pasul from Eidut. Right? Came in the Chazu, but at the end of the Chachamim said, wait a second. Sof, mamonu de kashakle. Let's forget about the Cheshot of the Katan who's not getting his goods back. Let's look at the aid. The guy's not giving it back means he's taking it. If he's taking money. Right? And if he's taking money, Look at Rashi there, Pasul Rabbanan. Therefore, Rachamim said he's Pasul. Look at Rashi there, Pasul Rabbanan. Why would they Pasul him? Sof, Mamon HaShaklai, V'avre Atak Kant Rabbanan, Machmat Chimud Mamon. That's our concern, right? The guy's taking the money because he likes money. If a person likes money too much, we don't want him as our aide. Okay? Therefore, Pasdinu, the Chashidei LeMishkal Agra Vasudei Shakra. He might take money and give false testimony. This guy likes money. He can be bought off easily. So we no longer worry so much about the fact that there's no Doraita here to give back the material of the Cheshit of the Katan. We worry about the guy's, his own qualities as an aide. So that's why they were Pasul. That's the why Chachamim added on Gazlanim of Cheshit of the Katan. And Chamasin. And what's a Hamas? Why isn't a Hamas here an Isur Doraita? Why do they have to include him? It says, Mekare Savur Demeke Yahev. Originally, Chamin said, you know what? Akrai Ba'amu. This guy's not really wanting money. We haven't got a Chashash here that it's Machmat Chimud Mamon that he wants money because he paid the guy. So therefore, he's happy to pay. He doesn't want to take things for free. But Kevin de Chazur de Kachatfe. But it said, nonetheless, when they discovered that these guys are taking, right? The Chatve, Gazru Behu Rabbanan. Right? Look at Rashi, they came in the Chazru, when they saw the Chatve. Veshakle, Kumadafilu Demeke Yahweh. Right? Ati Lide Gazlanut. They start off giving the money, but this leads you to come and end up being a Gazlan. Rashi, Akashil Abali Nimkor. God didn't want to sell. Uba Arkorchan Chotvin Vezorkin Amart Ifnehen. What do they do? They say, I don't care. They throw the money. These sorts of people are people who will go to any extent to get what they want. We don't trust them as aidim either. Gazru Bahu Rabbana. Tana, the Brighton Gemara brings some other lists. Orosifuala, in addition to these, Haroim, remember we've seen all along, eh? Shepherds aren't considered great people here. We'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to end up by saying that a stam roe pasul, a shepherd, just by the fact of being a shepherd, he's guilty until proven innocent. We'll see that in a second. Right? Haroim, Vahagabain, right? Now, these aren't the Gabain of the Beit Knesset, I hope. Right? They're pasul aidim. Right? Look at Rashi there. What are Gabain? Gabain Mamonim, Shemidan HaMelech Legvot Mas, Umanat HaMelech Ukraga V'Arnona Mishel Chavrehem. Right? These are the tax collectors. Right? They're given a quote. What are you saying there, Joe, Michael? Aryeh? What?
Tax collectors.
Sea collectors. Yeah, well, the reason why they're called sea collectors, if they translate them as sea collectors. What?
The one
that
delegates the seats.
The guys that go to the seats in the yeah. They've got to live. Their job is to stay alive. The guys whose seats are allocated. Okay. They've got to live. They don't care about giving Eidut, as long as they make one Shabbos to the next. Right. So he says that the Gabain, yeah, why he says secret? Because they basically manage the border crossings on the ports and the rivers, etc. Right? Vamuchasin and the tax collectors. Right? So now, the Guru explains each one. Ro'im me'ikarij li shepherds, savura akrai ba'almuhu. They thought it was just like not really a proper intent, right? What was our concern, yeah? The shepherds make the animals eat in other people's gardens, other people's fields. Chavim thought that it was just happening, you know, by chance. Kevin de chazu de kemechavne v'shadech archila, gazru barabna. When they saw that, on the contrary, the shepherds were doing this on purpose. They were specifically sending them in other people's gardens, so the God, because we can't have as an aid. And our Gabain Vamuchasin, Mikaris Abu, originally I thought these tax collectors, my the Kitzlehu Keshakle, they only took what they were supposed to take. The king gave them a quota, as they took. Kevin the Chazu the Keshakle Yetaira. When they saw they were taking more than they were supposed to take, Pasinu, they passed them. Ama Rava, Roe Shamru. Rava says like this. We'll be speaking about a shepherd, right? We said shepherds are Echad Roe Behema Daka, Echad Roe Behema Gasa. It makes a difference whether you're a shepherd for small animals or big animals. In all cases. You pass my everything. Did Rabbi actually say that? Did he make no distinctions? And Rabbi said no. Rabbi made a clear distinction. He said, "Hey, Yisrael, the roeh behema daka, he's pasul for the little animals like the goats and the sheep, but for big animals he's kosher. And in chutz laaretz, sorry, roeh behema gasa, afilu bet Yisrael." Sharing, but in Roe Behaim of Daka to Absulin, Abachut Laris Kosha, a Daka, but in Eretz Israel, even a big animal, so in other words, only the Roe Daka in Eretz Israel is Asur, is Pasul, is according to Rabba. All others are Kosha. So how can you say Rabba makes no distinction? So he says, no, who, but Magadli Matmar. That's talking about not the shepherds, That's talking about the actual farmers, the animal growers. What do you call them? The breeders. Look at Rashi. Megadin otam beveitahem. Vafilu achi beti yishal psulim megadin behem edaka. Avididam mishtamat v'rehati tochas. But rather, as far as shepherds are concerned, they are all bad. The growers are different. And of course, it makes sense from Svarim, Miliktani, we can see now, but the Mishnah says like this, right? On Daf Kav Dalet, we learned this, Ne'emanim alai shlosha ro'ei bakar. We said there that these three ro'ei bakar, shepherds, are ne'emanim alai. Right, my love, le'elut, are we talking about le'elut? The word says, no, le'dina. So we see as far as le'elut is concerned, we didn't trust them. Maybe to be dayanim, that's a separate discussion we won't get into now, right? The word says, Daikanami, look here. Diktani shlosha ro'ei bakar, sorry, ve'i le'edut shlosha ro'ei. It's obvious that it can't be for edut, because we said three bakar. And why would we want three for edim? Two is good enough. Ve'ele ma'ele dina. So the word says, okay, but so what are we speaking about here? You say but dina. Ma'ere shlosha bakar, but why we want three shepherds for dina? It says, ko be'etat logmire dina, nami. If these three guys, who they aren't qualified, those are apostles. It says, hachikam, what are we speaking about? Afilu hanei. Right, look at Rashi there, the second very wide lines of Rashi. Three total ignoramuses who know nothing. If we accept them as dayanim, lo matzi limahadra. That's what was taken there like as a revuta. Teach us a bigger chidush there. It was for dayanim, not for edut. Now we have a summary here. Stam roe pasul, Rabbi Yehuda. A roe is, look at Rashi. What do you mean, stam roe pasul? The third wide lines of Rashi. He hasn't yet proven to us that he's a ganef. The very fact that he's a shepherd, we already passed him from the outset. Right? And stam gabai kasher. See that? We saved. And stam gabai, a gabai is kasher. He has to be proven bad. A shepherd is bad, he has to be proven good. Okay, now we end up with a nice story here that not all these tax collectors were such bad guys. Avuad Rabbi Zaira Abad Gviuta Tleisar Shani. Rabbi Zaira's father was a shepherd, was a tax collector for Tleisar is 12 years, eh?
13.
I always get confused with that because I imagine. So what with Tleisar is 12. Right, Tlate becomes Tleisar, correct. Tleisar Shani, 13 years. Kihava ati reishna hara. Here, Mark, David, you see why it says here the water guys. Kihava ati reishna hara, when the head of the river came, meaning basically the guys in charge of the town. Lamatu came to town. Kihava chazer rabbanan. So when Rav Zaira's father saw the rabbanan, amaleilech ami baba chadrecha. Go, my nation. He quoted a pasuk, right? Which basically implied that they should run away and hide. Right? They wanted to hide. Look at Rashi there, the third last line of Rashi there. That you shouldn't see you here, the Reish Nahara. Shehu Sar Ha'ir, he's the minister of the town. The town's got very fully inhabited. And suddenly asked for the money. Everybody said, ah, there are all the people here. I never knew this town was so big. I want more money. This way he basically helped them save taxes. And he'd calm the guy down, he'd see basically an empty town, not really much money to collect over here. That's what he'd say to the Rabbana. Right? We just saw the regular town folks, right? Not the Chachamim. Amma, what did he say to them? The Reishna is coming to town. Vahaidna, look, he uses a bit of a hint here. Says Vaidne, now today, Nach is Abba Lefum Bara, Ubara Lefum Abba. Look at Rashi there. Yishchote ta'av lifnei aben. They're going to be killing fathers and children. Klomar yigve mehen mamon. Right? He basically, in a hinted way, right? He didn't say it straight out. And therefore, umignezu, right? Mitchabin, Rashi says that they would run away and hide. We could go over to the next line. We're ending up, yeah? Umignezu kule alma. And therefore, they'd all quickly run along and hide, right? And kiati amale mima nave kinecha nafsha amale shikure tleisar mai. Okay, basically, take a little bit of taxes. Went off over there.